go to the second shlav of emes sheker. I want to start maybe with the Beis Halevi. The famous Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi explains in this parsha, Parsha Chukas, Zei Chukas HaToiro. Beis Halevi explains, what is the pshat? Chazal say that Torah Adumo is called a chukah. Why Torah Adumo is called a chukah? The reason Torah Adumo is called a chukah because we don't understand. Metames atmei, metayres atmei. We don't understand how it works. So it's called chukah, zeis chukas atmei. Adam ki yom zbara. Torah Adumo is called a chukah. So the Beis Halevi, Torah Adumo is called a chukah. Chazal say that it's very clear. Tovoy ein, v'techaper avoin bito. The Torah Adumo is a kapora and the eagle. What is not clear? Torah Adumo is a choyk? Chazal afu, you know, when he said the Yoytzes the Shabbos, Poro, the Yoytzes goes over, he says, there are choyte with prikas oil, tovoy poro shaloy, olo ole oil. They did Aveira, Odmu, Aveira is like red, Yom Kippur, after you do tshuva, it becomes white. So Tova Pora Adumo, they made a mum by themselves. They take a Pora Sheimba mum. Pora Adumo is mamash. The Yitzchus goes like 10 things that is exactly opposite to the Egel. So why it's called the Chukah? So the Salevi explains, Avadet came to be mechaper the chet of the eagle. I was like the Beis Halevi, it's mechaper the avoin of the eagle, for sure, makes sense. But what was the chet of the eagle? The chet of the eagle was, not the Beis Halevi, lo yale al hadas, that was a hava amine, that Klal Yisrael wanted to do of it is all. Not even for a second. Klal Yisrael never had a tzad to do Avodah Zorah, not even for a second. No, what? Moshe was not around. He felt they needed some money. To show tzu to the money. They felt they have to show tzu to some money. So they made an eagle. Came out and became Avodah Zorah. That's what they thought. I mean, the one that did it was Aaron HaKohen. Talking to Beis Halevi, the chefze of the chet ha'egel was Hashem did not ask to do. Hashem did not ask to do ha'egel. He said to learn. Again, he said, "Kol pesel v'chotvuna leisasu lecho." No one asked you to do ha'egel. They meant Hashem Shemayim, and they all did were mechav and shemus. You know, they went to the kaisel, they did all of the tkiyah shayfo, all the vazachim when they made ha'egel. This was the chefetz of the chedei. The kapor of the egel was to bring a poro. Avada, it matches exactly opposite of the egel. But the match is a beautiful match, red, without a moon. But how it works, that it's metayres at meim or metames at, it doesn't make sense. The answer is, learn to follow Hashem, even if it doesn't make sense. This was the kapor. Learn to follow Hashem even though it doesn't make sense. In Mishko, the Beis Halevi says, was a kapora and the eagle. If you learn parshas Vayakim, it's long parshas. So can repeat themselves the whole time. You don't understand. Just say that they did everything, yeah? Such a long shtetik over Chatargum, yeah? What is the answer? Maybe the one that say Rashi, okay, say it. Lord of the Salevi, every second pasuk says, Kasha Tziva Hashem is Moshe, Kasha Tziva Hashem is Moshe. Eliyov knew exactly why Seichim bekanfeyim is 10 tfochim, that Eliyov knew the Cheshboinus, why is the Rishus, but all of that Eliyov knew. But he didn't do it because they loved this. He knew that how the Zohar and the Kapoiras, he did it kasher tzivah Hashem es Moshe. This was the secret of the Kapoiras. This week we have Parshas Koyach. Again, comes a person like Koyach. Rosh Hashanah and the Cholik and Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi says again, Marosh, Koyach, Shepikai Choyo Maro, Lishtu Zu. The Kina Her, Akina Ahin. Well, it doesn't make sense. Rosh Hashanah. No one here at Din Gedevar is a Rosh Hashanah. Maybe hoping one day to be a Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, they knew Kolatir Kulu at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, then you couldn't like play it and get the position. Yeah. Then other, you know, if you were really Rosh Hashanah was the one, Hashem was there. Yeah. And they came to be Cholik at Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Shach once, remember, I was in Bonovich. They wanted to do Kiruv in Russia. They had a plan. It was a group, you know, busy doing Kiruv in Russia. But the way they started to do the Kiruv in Russia, in that days, he went to Russia, it was Gomish there. I don't know, it was really a couple. So he made like a party, he bring the drink, you know, the cake, and was dancing. And then the Russians got very into it, it was very gishmak. Couple of days of like, you know, good vodka. Slowly, you got them to come to the seminary. The Lemaise, in the beginning of the seminary, was mixed dancing. I mean, but the Russians, no difference. But the going with the Russians is. Slowly came out and behaved out as all one's up. So they came to ask Rav Shach. Shach said, you can't provide party of the mixed dancing. Hello, Rav Shach, these people are shkotzi. You're not doing nothing anyways. You make such an event. After 5 years, we can tell you 500 in Galat. You don't make such an event. They stay going. What is to lose, Chmei? These people are not Shema Teirah Mitzvahs. Rav Shach said, Hashem is not looking for Balei Tshuva. Hashem doesn't need help. He's managing. He has enough. Oh, Hashem, the yeshivas are crowded. We're not looking to fill up the yeshivas. Hashem doesn't need no help. He needs one thing. Rotzen Hashem. And Rotzen Hashem is not to make a mixed dancing. I and the end you again. Hashem didn't ask you to do it. Now, I'm not going now to give a Shulchan Aruch b'Hilchos Kiruv. What are various you're allowed to do? If it's a bocher allowed to be a zman and go to a program that the bocher is not learning 5 hours and it's mekat. I'm not going now. That everyone has to want to ask his yeshiva, yeah? Sometimes it's a cure for the bachur that is going. Chemish not yet. And I'm doing after the halachas. I'm trying to take the idea of Rav Shach. And I want to bring all of that to one point. So that is the gemadreige, but this is the emes. A person has to know what is the emes. What is the emes? What is the emes? A person knows what is the emes. A person cannot fool himself. I mentioned the Malamal, you know, I've mentioned the Makudim better. It says in the Meraglim, Rashi says in Chumash Dvorim, and Moshe gave it to Chaycha, to Klal Yisrael, so he told them, that we send Meraglim, Vayoyim Rutoiv Ha'oretz Moid Moid V'lo Yavisem La'alois. So Rashi Yashver, they didn't say Toiv Moid, they said it's bad. Yeshua V'Kolim said that it's good. Like the Rabbam said, but Ten said that it's bad. Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael, Teichecho, remember we sent Meraglim? They said that it's good and you didn't want to come. Like Rashi, they didn't say that it's good. Rashi too said that it's good. Like the Rabbam, but Ten said that it's bad. So we mentioned that the Welt says, you're right, two said that it's good and ten said that it's bad. But why are you throwing stones at them? Klal Yisrael wanted to throw stones at Yeshua the Kollel. What bothers you that Yeshua the Kollel are saying that it's good? Ten saying that it's bad? Don't go. You knew that the right, Yeshua the Kollel are right. and you were scared, you know, they're saying the truth, it bothered you. So you'll be convinced you wanted to close their mouth. Sometimes a person gives you musa, and you know he's right. So the best thing is you close his mouth. You shut him up. You push him down. You don't come to look to him. Why I'm saying? I want to explain. You're young. Baruch Hashem, fresh. Sitting and learning with the ganze Geschmack. Every person in life gets involved or gets surrounded with a machlekes. If it's with a machlekes, if it's with niskanebe, as usual, should be suffering, and if it's with doing a egel. Doing a egel means Hashem Shemayim. Peter starts to go to dance and chasanas to people in Mesameach the Chasanim. Mesameach the Chasanim. The Bachar asked me, that Lel Shavuos, sometimes he helps in a kind of a hospital, and they told him that Lel Shavuos is no one there to help. So Mama, she doesn't know what is the right thing to do, to go to help there, to be in Yeshiva, to learn. I told him to stay in Yeshiva. But I checked on this bachur the week later. The whole week later, I also didn't see any Yeshiva. Then he didn't come to ask if to stay in the room, or to come to Seder, or to go to a different chasna every night, to stay in Yeshiva. But Lel Shavuos, the Yitzhak made him to be a Shukutayr. Shavuos, he knows he has to learn. It's chesed, nevach, these people. If this boy will be learning day and night, he's not allowed to do the chesed on Shavuos. But tell us if this guy is not learning. On Shavuos, he has to learn. So it's all, what do we do with this guy? Shavuos is planning to learn, but I can't have him learning. But if he learns, I become a chosh v'bach, a nevach, yeah? So he gives him a mitzvah, so he's blind. He's blind. A person has to learn to have the emes to himself. It's the first avoida and avoida so emes. A lot of times, I'll tell you, I heard once of all, when Blake Gould said it, the shame, the road of South Africa, and he said it over, it was a big argument 300 years ago in between the Noitzri and the Muslims, I don't remember who it was, with a Jewish rabbi, and the king called them, you know, it was like a fight. Who is right? You know, normally these arguments, if the Yidden win, so everything stays the same. But if the guy wins, then he didn't have to become guy. Like, this is the clown always recouching over history. Yeah? If we win, so they let us to live, and if they win, then they kill us and we have to become like them. Yeah? So he got up, they get him tied to tightness. Everyone was sure already that the Jewish people are going to lose. And he asked the kasha that he has a steer in the Chodaran. It says, Hashem Moloch, Togei Lo'oretz. 2 kapitlach later, it says, Hashem Moloch, Yirgizu Amin. So he fucked the kasha. Hashem Moloch, Togei Lo'oretz. Or Hashem Moloch, Yirgizu Amin. The answer is totally what it says in the passage before. At the beginning it says, Kibon Nishpoit Ha'oretz, Amin Be'emunosim. When Hashem comes to judge the goyim lefi de'emuna, the Arabs are givaldic. They believe that they have to blow up. They have a mitzvah to kill us. They manage to do it themselves nefesh. Alevai of us. They manage to do it nefesh. It says, Hashem Moloch, Kivo Lishpoit Ha'oretz, Lishpoit Am, V'Am, Lishpoit Tevel B'Tzedek. When Hashem has come Lishpoit Tevel B'Tzedek, V'Amim B'Mishorim, Hashem Moloch Yirgizu Am. It says, if you're coming with your religion, maybe you're right. But I'm asking you if it's straight. If it's straight. If the Yidden throw a stone on a kid, and a kid is killed by soldiers, and there's an argument if you did something or not, the whole world is rashtach. But if three kids are kidnapped, the world doesn't care. The world doesn't care. This is Mishkan Tzedek. It's not Yoisha. It's Yoisha. It's Yoisha. A person, a bacher, wants to be matzliach in life. And I'm telling you, no one is there to tell you it later in life, because when the machlokes comes, there's no one to talk to. No one to talk to. And even your Rebbe becomes wrong. And if he tells you again the side you want, you change your Rebbe. Brother Kuminusa. A person has to teach himself, I'm straight, I'm not straight. Yashris or not Yashris? It's klapi his friends. It's klapi the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We'll start klapi the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Salevi says, Hashem tells you, you know what He wants. He wants you to learn. I say, Alamot, if you became Rebbe Yashi, you don't have a tzad of Rebbe Yashi is wrong that he didn't dance in chasanas. Masking. No, you know that. If you in the end didn't go to a chasana and you lived the whole night, 12 hours, you don't feel bad. I'd rather you could go to a wedding and dance and answer yourself that the enemy needs his help. But you know what is straight. You know what is a good law. You know. Everyone knows. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, you knew the Meraglim are wrong and Klal Yisrael are right. Don't tell me you didn't know. You were throwing stones on the guys that said it's good. Why? You knew that the Oretz is Toivo. You convinced yourself. You spoke into yourself. You know. When you know, it bothers you. If a person teaches himself when he's a bach, he is a bracha. He makes up with a chavrusa to beat it tomorrow. And then he goes somewhere. Somebody asks him, where you were? And Mamash was not feeling good. Yeah? Could be Mizraki not feeling good. You know, when you sit there and your chavrusa is not feeling good, you know exactly how you feel. You know exactly how it's to sit there and to wait to the wind. You think you're straight? You think you're right? Sit in the dining room. And you take someone else's food. Now it's Baruch Hashem, that's in the gem. It's a bit mahalach, yeah? Before they gave it b'shefa, yeah? Every table has six portions, yeah? Every stomach the guy will not come. Achleish, if he comes, you know, you look to the side, you look to the right, you look to the left. No, you left him a half a quarter. Yeah. No, I didn't think he's coming. You know if he's late. You know if he ends. You know if your parents deserve a phone call or they don't deserve. You know if you're hurting them or not. You convince yourself that you're right. You know if you're behaving right, you are behaving. You know the truth. When you're young and everything is so small, it's so little. So small and so little, it's very easy to be spirit. Not saying you do it, but it's very easy. Now my dad is a bucket cup that tells me this and that. I thought, I'm not asking you this, or I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you if it's straight. Tell me if it's straight. Study. This Yoisha, when a person is straight, he doesn't get involved in machlekes. He doesn't get involved in machlekes. Why? Because he looks, the Rav of the Shul yelled at me, he was right. The Moshe, I say to myself sometimes, sometimes, sure, I daven near me a lot of chasher yid. I'm like a shvachet. I have a lot of chasher guys near me. This was Rosh Hashanah. Daven, we look yesatayre. Begavu, begavu is arguments and learning. איש אויס געהאלט פון פיר אויף. די צהור דעם דמעל געפאלן. Sometimes a guy shushes the oil. Some guy is in over there in the chutz. I don't know. He's right. He's right. I don't know. If the man says you're wrong, he's good. I think, why is he sorry? You're right. It means to say sorry. I told this guy, if you don't say sorry, when you'll be a victim in Chachim, someone will send cigars to you, you'll also yell at him. You'll tell him the chutz. The guy is right. A guy corrects you sometimes in aloche. Baruch Hashem, everyone here knows aloche. You know? The guy that don't know aloche, you know, 6:30, the finish the second Seder also. Yeah? You know aloche. One knows more, one knows less, but you're straight. A guy corrects you in Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. And Isha says, okay, you're right. No, shit is the whole of your life. Why you have to answer that? I want to tell you, that answer is the crooked part. Answer is sorry. You realize that the most chosh of the guy, an instinct, you have, yes, no shit. The man says, next time you yourself will not do it. You know he's right. So you're right. You're right. They realize, you're right. It's so little to do these things. I want to tell you, the ones that will do it, they will be married, they'll be happy, guys. And a marriage, without that happens every couple hours, someone corrects you. If you're lucky. If you're not lucky, it happens every hour, yeah? If you're in yeshiva, then it's the only place that you have, So what happens? Instead of being correct, you correct back. Without realizing. And it's what to correct back. Your parents tell you something. You know they're right. Don't go there. I say, I don't know, I wish every bachur, you know, the bachur parents are nervous at bachur or no places. Especially now. Don't go here, don't go there. Ech! I'm going. The truth is, you yourself are scared to go, yeah? But you answer, I'm going, yeah? Let them to turn in bed two times. You know what I wish every bachur like that? Mitzvah Hashem, your kids, man. They will do to you worse. I have a lot of talmidim that have some bachurim, and they come to complain, and I say, I've written down. I write them a story. Yeah? Buses were blowing up once. Now the buses don't blow up anymore. Yeah? But that was a meaning that the buses blow up. Every couple days, was that appears the shumpani right? But I would say, no, I'm going on a bus. Yeah, but the bus was scared to stand near the bus. Yeah, he went on a bus, you like stand near the door, you could jump out. And his parents were calling him. Years later, his son calls his parents, yeah, he's hitching it all over the place. Yeah? Says why? They did the same. You know yourself as well. Yeah, but who are they to tell me? Why to make them nervous? Straight. It doesn't come. It's one cloud. You stick to be straight. This is called Emes. You know what Hashem wants from you. You know, it goes more. But it's one the same thing. A guy comes to Shtiblach. He started Ma'ariv in the Minyan. It takes the Derech cloud. I check. 2 to 3 minutes, sometimes like all of them are the same. But without you, after 3 minutes, you get a new minyan. Sometimes you could see like that everyone started with us, and then, and that I'm not talking about. You know it takes 3 minutes. Now, I'll be late to say it. The guy finishes my Shmuz is 10 minutes left. So he's not straight to himself to start to die in the middle of the minyan. It comes from fooling himself. He's not a bad guy. What the shot? What Stami will hang around for 2 minutes now he doesn't know what to do. So Miyad, the answer is he's rushing to Seder. But deep inside himself, he knows that he's lying himself. Because not bad to run after the Seder. I'll tell you what it comes happen more. And it's the same thing. When you become Yosher, your life changes. 10:15, the guy. He's so tired, yeah? Mama Shachshat, and he falls asleep with automatic. He closes the Gemara, he needs tomorrow a fresh day. Yeah? If you stick like a little GPS on the guy, he doesn't go to sleep before 1 o'clock. Yeah, you could sign. You could sign that he doesn't go to sleep. I'm outside player. I know that he's going to sleep 1 o'clock. He's convinced when he closes the Gemara that tonight he can't. He has to have an early night tonight. From where it comes. A person is not straight with himself. So what happens is, all of the Muslim in the world doesn't help. 10-15, he's tired. 10-15, he's tired. He tells himself, listen, I have to go early, I have to leave his man early. We spoke about. But he speaks to himself, I have to leave Rosh Chodesh Av. Like this, I could learn very strong. I don't have to leave Tishah B'Av, I could leave Rosh Chodesh Av. Yeah, he convinces himself that he's allowed to leave Rosh Chodesh Av. He will learn very strong. Yeah, you could sign that this guy, 2 weeks before already, is Yisav's man. So he starts to get ready, you know, and just say goodbye to the Kaisel, and then his cousins, you know, and this is the case. When he planned the beginning, he said, no, you know, I know myself, I'll stay to Tishah B'Av, I'll burn out. Till Chodesh Av, 3 months, stop. Then from Chodesh Tammuz, he's going to leave here. Why I'm saying this? This is because he's not straight with himself. This midah of emes to himself, when a guy decides, Rosh, the guy decides he's doing the fayyad. But today he's tired. Tomorrow he's tired. The ma'aseh, he falls behind. If it's halacha, if it's everything, he wants to finish the masechta. He's not straight with himself. When he says to himself, he says, this is what I have to do now. I'm doing it. And where's the proof? The guy decides to become a doctor, he's going to study, he finishes all of his masters very nicely. Why? There you can't fool yourself. If you come to the test and you don't go, then you don't get the degree. There's nothing to do. He wants to be a doctor. And the deadline, here, deadline for himself, no more Yiddishkeit. So he fools himself. He fools himself. He doesn't make Yibudav. He doesn't dab. He fools himself that he has to sleep in a little bit because he has to have koyach for seder. So he doesn't have to get up early, or that he's matter himself to dab in the koyach, yeah? Because look, if he comes, gets a play down in the shtiblach, he'll be tired. Everything is good. He comes 9 o'clock to seder and schmoozes for an hour. But when he davened in his room, he was pushed to start the seder shop. I'm not speaking of a bad guy. I'm giving life to Mishalim. It goes on everything. You know, I need to eat out on Shabbos like this. The whole Shabbos, I'll be motivated. I eat in yeshiva and in gishmak. But in the meantime, from beginning his mind, he learned an hour every Shabbos. But he goes to eat out every time, manage to help him. Shabbos, like this is Shabbos, will be Chazak. Chazak what? Sleep Chazak. What's a Shabbat? Shabbos Chazak. But if I eat in yeshiva, I'll be down. You'll be down. What will happen? It's very hard for me to learn on Shabbos. I finished 9 o'clock. I can't learn such a long Shabbos. So he goes to eat out. There's no time to eat it, to learn at all. Shabbos afternoon, he needs to rest to have a koyach for the week. He rests Shabbos afternoon 7 hours, yeah? Then he's awake the whole month of Shabbos and he starts the week Monday, yeah? But Imam has slept. Again, I'm not speaking of the bad bocher. It comes from a person not getting used to be emes with himself. People are chilek and Moshe Rabbeinu. Rosh Sanhedrin. Chazal say, everyone bought a k'tayas, they knew only one of them could live. We should do it. The Sol Salander would say, the marshal, he said, if you'll tell you that in one bottle of Pepsi is poisoned, they don't know what is the bottle now. I'm telling you, no one would drink Pepsi in the world. It's clearly that the Arabs put in one bottle poison, they just don't know what is the bottle. You will have to see one guy touch it. 250 whole machtas, everyone will die, only one of them will stay, and everyone goes to be makhlish. Even if it's 50%, maybe how many people's lives gone, other Moshe, other Kayah, you for sure not. People get blind. To stop them, it never happens. Never happens. You have to stop early. If you stop early, and you teach yourself, right or wrong, you have a neighbor, he's building out. That's not right. You're jealous. So what?
A guy buys himself, oh, take it a little step, a very fancy car. The owner was sitting and schmoozing how he's wrong to buy the fancy car. Think yourself, well, what bothers you? If you don't have a lot of money, think good, you don't have a lot of money, yeah? No, I would have had them, he does not. One second, stop the conversation, say, I'm sorry, we're jealous of him, it's not fair to speak about him. Teach yourself that stuff. So when the guy will do something to you, you will not mind. It's one mehalach of emes. One mehalach of emes. And I'm telling you, a bocher that gets used to seeing the emes, most of the things in the world do not disturb a person. Most of the light yitzharas don't talk to you. It brings you, I'm saying, you know, I said once the famous Moshe. There was a person that was the big Ganev, and he couldn't help himself. He was a Ganev, and he did all of the Averis. And he came to the Rav and says, Rabbi, I need to do tshuva, but I can't help myself. I steal, and I drug, and I am, and I can't, Rabbi, I can't. You know how much time they decided not to do it and it didn't help? The Rebbe told him, I want you one thing. Give me a shvua b'tchiyaskah that you don't lie. He said, Rebbe, lie, I never lie. Lie is my small problem. I'm a shaggot. I'm a robber. I steal every night 10 houses. He says, no problem. Give me a tchiyaskah, b'shvua chamuro, and you never lie. Chutz from that, you don't have to do no shvua. And I promise you, you're going to stay together. As the Rebbe said, but again, Shvur with a Sefer with Kiyas Kav, you will never lie. And Zohar says, Zohar. It's like, yeah, comes back, he tells Rebbe, and now I feel like I went to the Pope, yeah? And I said, well, the Rebbe told me I could do all the Averis in the world. No, I'm not going to do the morning, the night, he gets up. Wife says, where is I'm going to steal? The Rabbi said, I don't make a shekel, I'm allowed to do all Averis. He goes into his car with his gun, with everything. He drives to a fancy house. He stands outside and thinks to himself, one second, if I get caught, they'll ask what I'm doing here, what I will answer. Drives back home. Because the other day he wants to do that mice, people ask him, what you're doing in that area? And before he knew, he became a different person. It's a famous meiser. It's brought down in the Sforim. I don't know what is the marker. It's a famous meiser. This meiser is what I told you in a grubber way. The guy realized he can't lie, so what he will steal, they will ask him. The guy can't lie. They will ask him why he came late to save it. I didn't feel good. So that's it to lie, but he doesn't lie to himself. It's the same thing. I said in the drop, it be'etzim saves a person from every chet. Just not because you're not allowed to lie. You get used to be emes with yourself. When you're used to be emes with yourself, you come to your dear. You can't be bothered. You started, you know the mice, you're killing an hour now. You know there's no reason for it. You know it's wrong. Tomorrow you'll be tired. You feel disgusted to stay there. To yourself, not to no one. And you go to sleep. So this be'etzim, if you manage to give that chumah of emes to yourself, I'm saying, test it. The ulama is speaking about someone. Try. Try every day to chop one thing. I know I'm stam going into this minyan marriage. Especially use all these little mishalim that a person could chop himself. I'm taking off my tefillin and Ashrei. Why? I'm rushing to wear. No, does that mean it? They say Ashrei, all the tefillin slip off. Yeah, where the Eilim are running to? If you see the guy shooting the mismanage after it, no, takes it off and he shmuz all that. Why are you taking off early? I was rushing, and he was really thinking that he's rushing. Right? He doesn't hate tefillin, but he wants to wear it. But he's never going nowhere. He's fooling himself. We live in such a shekel that if we will manage to train ourselves to be emes, and kudas apchira de nisayin.
Okay, when we were in Panovich, there's a group of guys that were oivdim together. Every time you took us up, and when the oivdim took on to work to be emes with themselves, and the idea was that, I once had yeshiva, it's too much, that you're allowed to be mechiyach. No homo, you go to another guy, you left the day, you're fooling yourself. Every guy had a right to, you know, the group of 10 guys, the guys spoke out to each other. Mamush. But the guys are starker. Guys that were bainanim became a tzionim in 3 months. With no trying to become better from what you are. Sometimes you can't be bothered, you're tired. You go out to the bathroom in the middle of Seder, yeah? You can't waste time going out. You go to the bathroom. You don't need to the bathroom, yeah? You go out to drink, just in case you dry up, yeah? Then you don't want to use the elevator, maybe make you dizzy, you walk down the steps, yeah? Anyone on his level, he's fooling himself. When a person gets used to be straight with himself, like in that famous story that I told you, it's so clear how the guy stopped to be a garbage because he didn't, if he had to fight against being a garbage, he said, I can't, I need money. But he just, when the first time, he said, tonight I can't lie. He was hoping to find tomorrow a place that he could steal. And my sister, every time when he came to steal, the question was, what would be if he'd be caught? When he came to the different affairs, people will ask him what it is. Who did it? So, without realizing, he stopped to do it without finding the Nisayon. The Isha Emes, his Nisayon is so light. It's so different. I want to explain to you. Emes is a midah. It's not something that will be hard for you to stand. When you become a ish emes, you, when a person is straight, he doesn't think cruel. It's not like you want to do something and you want to. You'll have yitzharas. But the yitzhar doesn't have a krech to tell you, Yanko, now I'm chatzi shmoneh esrei today. He doesn't talk to you. Eat only chazer. He tells you it's kosher. You know by that guy you're not allowed to eat. You know, you fool yourself that he's okay. If you don't feel it in yourself, 1 second, I'll tell you now, here's a school out of Heksha. No one will step in, right? If a guy sells outside, the Olam say it's okay. But if you're a Yosho, that the Olam say that it's okay, will not talk to you, you will not have any sign to buy by him. Let me get the frunk, right? No one here eats not kosher. If you eat a lot of different houses and you know they don't know me minimum mismailum, yeah? They don't know me minimum mismailum. They don't even want to share me after buy. They told you if Rabbanut Elat is good, you know these people they buy from, they come from Chutzal, they don't know nothing. Every guy that sells something, they buy by him. Again, I'm not speaking about frum. You're straight, so you don't do it. When you fool yourself, let me start my bench. And go worse. Every person has the gray area, he tells him, yeah. See, I'm actually wrong. Let me start my Sabbath, yeah? The very frum guy is not sure, I'm full of OCD, if he said it or not, he done his plenty time. Say them. I said, Shnei Mikra, not, me start my Sabbath. Go Hashem, you're not holding it. But it's Bokhan, but this is kind of, he says that. He said, he didn't say, Mr. Meister. He knows that he didn't say. But it's all, I can't tell that. When he's straight, it changes. It changes mamish. And this is not a Nisayon. This is the Nekuda you put yourself. And I want to tell you, I saw Me'enai, the guys that worked on it became crystal guys later. Married. Men Shachayit. When the Nisyon has come, they stay clean. As Hashem will have the Siyachat Hashem.